Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, June 27th, 2018. On this day in 1898, the first solo circumnavigation of the globe was completed by Joshua Slocum from Bryer Island, Nova Scotia. Greenpeace activists distributed 3,500 liters of yellow paint on the roads around the Siegessäule on Tuesday morning. According to Greenpeace, by doing so, a huge sun symbol is created and can be viewed from the air. On a banner, the environmental activists also called for, quote, sun instead of coal. First, the paint was applied to the road with a truck, after which activists used brushes and brooms. The cars took care of the rest. They spread the yellow on the streets around the Grosse Stern. Police and the Traffic Information Center warned that the roads could be slippery because of the paint. And, although activists are said to have pointed out the danger, at least one cyclist crashed because of it, as can be seen in pictures on Twitter. Meanwhile, BSR cleaning vehicles attempted to remove the paint from the roadways. Greenpeace previously announced that the yellow paint was environmentally friendly and washable. The action could have legal repercussions for the activists. The police have initiated investigations into dangerous interference in road traffic and violation of the Assembly Act. The action is part of the Environmental Protection Organization's protest against the federal government's climate policy. The occasion is the first meeting of the Coal Commission in Berlin. The commission is to clarify by the end of 2018 how Germany can close the CO2 gap to the climate target for 2020 and clearly formulate Germany's contribution to the Paris Climate Agreement to limit global warming below 1.5 and 2 degrees Celsius. To this end, a date is to be set for the end of coal-fired power generation in Germany. Weekend after weekend, the Thai market in Wilmersdorfer Preußenpark attracts many visitors and has long been in many travel guides. But for many of the residents nearby, it also has its downsides, complaining that grass no longer grows on the large meadow in the park and that mountains of garbage pile up after the weekly street food market. Therefore, the Charlottenburg-Wilmersdorfer authorities want to set tougher rules, which state that the Thai market should move from the large meadow to the edge of the square in the area of Brandenburgische Straße. In addition, the area of the stands is to be reduced significantly. Also, the district wants to require the traders to comply with all hygienic and trade regulations, such as paying taxes and cooling food sufficiently. According to the Tagesspiegel, the measures will also be presented and discussed at several citizens' meetings. If they cannot find a consensus there, a consistent ban on the market might be the only alternative. According to a study, Berliners will need more suburban trains, underground trains, and trams in the next few years than previously planned. Otherwise, the growing number of passengers in the city center could no longer be managed at peak times, according to an expert report commissioned by the Berlin Chamber of Industry and Commerce, or the IHK. According to the reports, bottlenecks must be avoided for industry and trade. For example, by shifting passenger transport to local public transport so the roads are open to comply with the growing demands of commercial transport. The Institute of Transport Research and the consulting firm Verkehrskonsult Dresden, Berlin, identified an additional requirement of around 100 S-Bahn trains, 30 underground trains, and 100 trams by 2030. In the trial of the attack on an Israeli wearing a kippah in Berlin, the District Court Tiergarten sentenced the 19-year-old accused on Monday to 4 weeks under juvenile criminal law. The prisoner is considered to have served the time already during his pre-trial detention, and he was released. However, he is placed under educational supervision for 1 year. In addition, he must take part in a guided tour of the Wannsee Conference House within 1 month. The Syrian had insulted the Israeli and his friend, a German-Moroccan, anti-Semitically, and hit him with a belt when they were on the streets wearing a kippah in Prenzlauer Berg on April 17th. The victim had recorded the crime on video. The case caused a wave of indignation, but also solidarity with the victim. The prosecutor said on Monday in his plea that the defendant committed a hate crime, as he thought the Israeli and his friend were Jews because of the kippah, and that his aim was to insult and to beat them. The public prosecutor's office also demanded 40 hours of community service in addition to the arrest, but the court did not impose it because of the pre-trial detention. According to a court spokeswoman, the court recognized an anti-Semitic background to the attack, however, that anti-Semitism did not constitute a criminal offense of its own. At the beginning of the trial, the defendant confessed to having beaten the Israeli with a belt, but he denied anti-Semitic motives. He said that he was insulted by the victim and that he also took drugs. The young Israeli, however, testified that he had not exchanged a word with the attacker. The student of veterinary medicine still feels insecure in Berlin today and said during his hearing that he wouldn't put the kippah back on if he was alone. The president of the Central Council of Jews, Josef Schuster, welcomed that the perpetrator was found guilty of dangerous assault and insult, but also commented that it shows that criminal law alone cannot solve the anti-Semitism problem, and that there is a great deal of catching up to do in school education and the integration of migrants. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And remember, starting this week, we will be operating in two very different time zones, one for recording and one for producing. We'll do our best to bring you the news at the same frequency and times as usual. That said, please be patient if there are some irregularities in our postings for the next week or so. We should be back on tomorrow. And again, thanks for listening.